Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. I'd like to start this program by explaining a very important truth to you, and that is to help you understand what happens or the implication of a man proposing to you. Why I want to take time to explain this is that, contrary to what we think many times, it's not every time a man says, "I want to marry you," that I actually want to marry you. Or when a man says, "I want to marry you," that what his really intent is to marry you. You see, in life what happens is that people can say one thing when they mean a different thing altogether. For instance, a subordinate you work with in the office can come and be saying, "Oh, you are the boss, you are the boss." When in reality, he doesn't see you as the boss. As a matter of fact, he's so proud and doesn't think your opinion matters in his decision making. He doesn't see you as the boss, and that is why he doesn't have any element of regard or respect for your opinion. He doesn't see you as the boss. That's why after saying you are the boss, you are the boss, he goes right behind you to say a different thing. That happens in life, and that also happens in the course of marriage or starting off a marriage process. That's why I dare say, it's not every time a man says, "I want to marry you," or "Will you marry me," that he actually intends to marry you. A lot of times he intends an entirely different thing, but he's just saying something else. Why I want you to really understand when a man wants to marry you and when he's saying another thing with his marriage proposal is this. If you fail to understand when a man is seriously asking for your hand in marriage and therefore is proposing, you would think he's one of those jokers. And when you think a joker is actually serious about marriage, you think he's a serious person. And when you misunderstand these two people, the attention you give to them or the way you respond to their proposal is different, and the result is something I'm certain you don't want to have. For instance, when a man who is serious for marriage comes and says, "I want to marry you," and you turn his marriage proposal down, thinking he's one of those jokers, you miss someone that God has sent you as a husband. In the same way, when you say yes to a man who is a joker, but wants to use marriage proposal as a means of getting you, when you say yes to him, what happens is that you set yourself up for heartbreak. Because you say yes to him thinking you are courting, you say yes to him thinking you are going to get married. You say yes to him thinking God has sent you a husband. You say yes to him thinking, "Okay, finally I've settled, okay, I'm getting married to this person." Without realizing that what the person wants is not married but something else. Now let me get straight into the thing I'm saying by helping you see the possible implications of the question, "Will you marry me?" or the statement, "I want to marry you." Sometimes when a man says, "I want to marry you," he doesn't really want to marry you. What it means is that he wants to use marriage proposal as a means of getting sex that he has asked you, or has used other methods possible to get from you without success. Many times when a man wants to sleep with a woman, he does all the things he knows to do, uses all the techniques and the tricks he knows to use, and when he fails, he comes up with the question or the statement, "I want to marry you." The thinking behind this statement or action is that once you tell a girl, "I want to marry you," things are, "Oh, since you're going to be my husband, then what stops us from having sex?" Therefore, a man thinks that, "Oh, once I say this, I'm getting what I want." Therefore, even though he has no intention of getting married to you, he says, "I want to marry you." You understand what I'm saying? Now, again, it stems from the erroneous thinking that since men are scarce, any girl that sees a marriage proposal should grab the copy while it lasts. You understand that kind of thing? Again, I say that's an erroneous thinking. In the course of this program, you'll get to properly understand the reality of scarcity of men so that you know how to respond to marriage proposals and don't make mistakes. Another situation where a man says, "I want to marry you," without any intent of marrying you is when you just want to tie you down, one want to get emotional support and companionship he can get from you. This is common among students on campus, where you see a young lady in first year student and say, or whichever year the person is, and say, "I want to marry you," so that the person gives you all her emotional attention, whatever thing she has to give, and possibly sex in the process, and you continue doing it until you leave school without marrying the person, or now come up with one story or the other. The point I'm trying to make is that do not rush into the conclusion that the fact that a man says, "I want to marry you," that he actually wants to marry you. Many times he has no intent of marrying you. As a matter of fact, what he actually wants to do is he wants to sleep with you, he wants to waste your time. He just has his own selfish goals, and his method of getting it is by giving you the false impression that he wants to marry you, so that once you say yes, he can finish you. You understand what I'm saying? I can't claim to be an expert in designing how to know people like that, but I want you to just look at this, and this could be a guide in helping you decipher who wants to marry you and who is just a player. If a guy has been chasing you, and you say no, you are not sleeping with him, or even have been just friends, you know what I mean by just friends, nothing, no strings attached, and he says, okay, Chi, can you come to my lodge? Can you come to my house? Say, yes, I will. Except that while you are going to his house, you went with your friend. That's another lady. Which, of course, means you are going to sit in his sitting room or stay, just sit down and gist and maybe eat soya and go home. And everybody goes home. Now, another time he says, come to my house, you do it again. And then I start complaining, why can't you come to my house alone? And he said, no, I don't go to a guy's house alone. And from that, he now says, okay, I want to marry you. Many times when people come up with that kind of statement, after all these methods, or having chased you the typical way a guy chases a girl, and now say, I want to marry you, my sister, chances are very high he doesn't want to marry you, he wants to sleep with you. Chances are very high he wants to use the I want to marry you to weaken your resolve and therefore make you a very easy prey in his hands. Do you understand what I'm saying? Another time is that when you see somebody who is not ready for marriage, for instance, a second year student on campus, except it's someone that didn't start school on time and therefore is advanced in age and perhaps is working but just had to come to school because he wants to get education. When you see little boys who are 19, 18 and they say they want to marry you on campus, tell him, bros, I know you like me, let's just be friends, but for marriage, forget it. My reason is this, people like that are obviously not ready for marriage. I've heard stories about people who courted for 6 years. I mean, Bishop David Oyedepo, for instance, courted for 6 years. I read it in his book. And I also have a friend who courted for more than 6 years or close to 6 years. And so he said, yes, we'll have 4 years course to study. We can start courting now. And my sister, many times when people say things like that, it's not marriage they intend. They actually want to tie you down. And I want to advise you clearly, if a 16-year or 18-year-old guy is proposing to you, saying he wants to marry you, do not say yes to him. My reason is this, most of the time, at that level in his life, he doesn't know what matters. For him, he thinks that what matters in a girl is the size of her breast and the size of her buttocks. He has not come to understand the reality of life, that there is more to life than those externalities, and there's more to life than sexual satisfaction that can be derived from those two components. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, don't say yes to him. Just believe that is his own way of saying, I like you. And if you like him, you can be going to eat soya together on weekends. But just make sure you don't go to his house to sleep with him or anything like that. Sorry, you may find it offensive, but I want to tell you from the onset, I understand sleeping with a man or a woman that is not your spouse to be fornication. If you do it when you are a married person, it is called adultery. If there's another name you have for it, you can just use it. But that is my own understanding. And that's why I say people can just be friends without sleeping with him. When you find that a man have been asking for sex and he didn't give it, or just is not even prepared at all for marriage and he's saying, I want to marry him, chances are there that he doesn't really want to marry you. His intent is not married. He has other things in mind. However, there are times when a man is serious. He is ready for marriage. He has looked at you closely, checked your Facebook post, your pictures on Instagram, the kind of person you are, asked questions, and now came to the conclusion, I want to marry Funke. And he therefore walks up to you and says, Sister Funke, or what's up, babe? Say, I want to marry whoever the person is. When people like that, who are, of course, when you look at them, you know they have come of age, not just numerical age, but age also in maturity, and they say, I want to marry you, chances are that they are really ready for marriage and they should consent to their proposal. However, before you consent to their proposal, there are crucial things you have to do. There are things you have to check. And even when you are sure you don't have any business with them, before you say no to their proposal, there are also things you have to check. And I say, please do not rush your answer. Join me in the next episode of this program as I share with you what to do before you give a man yes or no answer to his proposal. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit broju.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome.
through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidworld.